We say hello to their head coach, Bart Brooks, who's on the line with us. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. How are you?
You probably cringe when you hear cruise, right? You'd probably never feel like you're cruising as a coach.
There was no cruising going from my end, for sure. They were all nip and tuck, one possession games in my point of view, for sure.
What did you learn about your team? Because, you know, when you think about how many you've won in a row, this program in conference play, which is hard to even imagine. You know you're the hunted. Everybody has circled you guys. But what did you learn about your team where you found yourself, you know, down very, very late and needed everything to pull it out?
Yeah, I mean, it really just – it proved kind of what we believed about our team all year. And just because of how we did win some games, you know, by pretty comfortable margins, we didn't have a lot of opportunities to really show – down the stretch in close games, the toughness that I think makes this group special. And, you know, it was nice that it came out when we needed it, for sure. And a day when we didn't have our best stuff, you know, to still find a way to get the job done. It was really impressive. I'm really, really impressed with our kids and their fight.
You came over as an assistant from DePaul. So on one hand, you're getting your first crack at being a head coach and you have to be really excited about that. And, oh, by the way, you're taking over a team that, you know, has gone to the NCAA tournament the last 2 years. Cameron Neubauer had set this thing up really nicely. So that's all great. But then on the other hand, you have to be going, well, that's all wonderful, but I'm walking into a situation where there's real expectations. I mean, you know, anything short of what you did would have been deemed, I guess, by some as a failure. So that had to have been a little bit of a mixed bag when you first took the post.
Yeah, for sure it was – you know, I think there was a lot of pressure from the outside that we had to do kind of what we did, or it wasn't going to be, you know, a successful season. And, you know, what I always come back with is I have the internal motivation and the belief and the expectations of myself are higher than anything that anyone has from the outside. So, you know, I believe our players are the same way, that we believe in ourselves and we understand that there's going to be outside expectations, but what we're chasing and what we want to achieve is always going to be greater than what even the people from the outside view our program and how they see us. So, yeah, it was a challenge, and I tell you what, I really didn't have a chance to sit back and think about it until this week, and you know, after all the dust settled and really look back and see what these players did this season, and it really was an incredible run so far.
When you first arrived, what was it easy for everybody to get you know, acclimated to each other, or was it a process? Was it tough at first, or was, you know, so the makeup of this team, your room, did they make it really easy, or did it take a while?
You know what, it was a little bit of both, and I just give so much credit to our leadership and the seniors and the juniors who have been through this, and you know, this will now be their third NCAA tournament in a row, and those guys, they welcomed me. They opened up their arms and trusted me probably before I earned it, and really set the tone for the rest of the team that, you know, we were going to hit the ground running. We weren't going to miss a beat because of their willingness to be coached and to embrace me. And, you know, it wasn't always sunshine and roses. I mean, we had some practices where I'd go home and tell my wife we're going to be 0-30 this year. I don't think we're going to win a game. And, you know, the next morning I'd wake up and feel like no one in the country could beat us, just because that's how good our leadership was and how talented our kids were. But, yeah, we had some days where, you know, it was a process for sure.
Belmont women's basketball coach Bart Brooks on the line with us. I know you weren't there. I mentioned this is going to be now the third trip in a row to the NCAA tournament. I remember us following very, very closely the game in Lexington against Kentucky, and it was nip and tuck. It was back and forth, and they were there all the way to the end. What do you think? And like I said, I know this is your first season, so you didn't get to experience that with them, but you've been around them. You've probably talked to them about their experiences. What have the last 2 years done to kind of build this stage? They've been on it now, so it's not new, it's not fresh. They've been there, done it. Now they're trying to knock down a door. What do you think they've learned from the last 2 years in the tournament?
You know, the experience I think is invaluable, because they understand the feeling of playing in that event and how there's nothing like being in the NCAA tournament and having a chance to, compete against some of the best teams in the country, and just what they've done in the last 2 years, and to make the stride from the first year to the second year, and to really have a chance to win that game and have a shot in the air to send it to overtime. That experience and understanding what it's going to take, I expect us to compete wherever we're sent, whoever we're matched up with. I expect our team to be really competitive, but I also think there's something in this group that they might have even higher expectations, that we're not going in just trying to compete. We're going in expecting to win, and I think that's the difference.
Belmont Women's Basketball Coach Bart Brooks joining us here on the program this morning. They are headed to the NCAA tournament for the third consecutive season. But, Coach, I was there on Saturday. I want you to take us back to the final 16 seconds or so, because you were in a timeout. You were trailing by six, and I was sitting there on the sideline thinking, of all the ways possible, and there weren't frankly many at that point, that you come back from six down in 16 seconds. All the pressure on the line, the winning streak, the automatic bid, all of those things. Have you ever been part of a flourish or a comeback like that in your career on the basketball court?
No, that was definitely the first time anything like that has happened, and I'm just glad I was on this side of it instead of the other side, that's for sure. You know, we talked about down the stretch of the game, you know, the last minute, there were a lot of timeouts and a lot of chances to huddle up and talk about stuff, but every single timeout we talked about what we had right in front of us. And, you know, down six with 16 seconds, we knew we needed a three, and we had worked on a play and actually got the play from Coach Bird. You know, it's pretty handy to have a Hall of Famer sitting next to you.
He's good at the baseline out-of-bounds plays.
Yeah, the baseline out-of-bounds play that we, you know, we got a great look from three, and Marum Instrumen stepped up and drilled it. And then we talked about, okay, now we just got to make the next play. And that's defensively, we got to make a play, and someone's got to do something for us. We can't, you know, it was getting late at that point that we needed to either get a steal or try to get them to miss a shot. And we were fortunate that they missed a shot. Sierra Jones made a really good defensive play. And, you know, we thought we could get a three in transition. And, you know, sure enough, one of the best shooters in the country, Darby Maggard, just a kid that is just as tough as they get, and you know, when it left her hand, I expected it to go in, because that's just the kind of player she is. And we were, you're right, a lot of things had to happen right down the stretch, and they did, and I'm just so proud of the effort and the toughness that our team had.
You've got a lot of really good players. Four of them landed on the All-OVC team, but I think to everybody, Maggard's kind of the leader in a spiritual sense. She's the point guard, leading scorer, all those types of things. She didn't have a typical Darby Maggard game on Saturday. They did a great job defensively against her. But to hit that shot with 4 seconds left to force overtime, then in overtime, she had a big-time assist to give you the lead. She had a huge three there to give you some cushion to win the game. What's it say about your leader when she can have an off night, but when the chips are down, she rises to the occasion?
Yeah, I mean, that's what this time of year is about. And, you know, coaches can do whatever they want on the sidelines with X's and O's, but it ultimately comes down to your best players making big plays. And, you know, Darby, I want the ball in her hands. If it's a big play to be made, I want her to make the play. I don't want her, you know, whether it's to find a teammate or to get herself a look. You know, she has that clutch gene that, you know, some of these great players have through the years, and she's got it. And you just want the ball in her hands at the end of the game, and you're going to live with whatever happens because you trust her.
Belmont Women's Basketball Coach Bart Brooks with us here on Darren and Donick. Steve Lehman from News Channel 5 along as well. And, Coach, I asked you this on Sunday night on News Channel 5 on Sunday Sports Central, but it was a great answer, so I think it bears asking again for this audience. I know this team all year long, they've talked about toughness and grit, as a lot of teams do. And it's easy to talk about it, and it's easy to believe you are tough and gritty when you're winning 45 consecutive games in the OVC. But to be in that position where everything's on the line and you're down in the final minute, what did you learn about your team's toughness and grit to see them actually showcase it in that position?
Yeah, I mean, it really was special, and you know, like we talked about earlier, it's just something that we have obviously talked about from day one, but it's something that our players practice every single day. It's how they practice. It's how they approach, whether it's a film session or a weight session, it's how they approach everything that with a really focused determination. And, you know, toughness is something that, like you said, I think everyone in the country talks about it, but our players live it every day in practice. And it wasn't something that we had to just turn on when we were down. It's something that it's inside them, and it really showed in down the stretch when I think everyone in the arena thought we were dead in the water. You know, our players believed we could still do it, and they just made it happen. And that's a true testament to, you know, I don't know that there's a better definition of toughness than what those kids did down the stretch.
Yeah, it was an amazing comeback. One other thing I'm curious about, because it's just different from the men's game that a lot of people have watched, is the women's game has gone to timeouts. You're allowed to advance the ball to get it across half court. And what we saw in the final minutes of that game on Saturday is both teams were calling timeout and advancing the ball past half court, similar to what you see on a limited basis at the end of an NBA game, but we certainly haven't seen it on the men's side in college basketball before. In your mind, Bart, how has that changed the strategy and maybe changed the women's game as a whole down the stretch of these tight ball games?
You know, I think it makes it a lot more exciting for the fans. I really do. I think having a chance to inbound the ball in front of your, and you know, closer to your basket at the end of a tight game, it takes the, you know, the 3 or 4, 5, 6 seconds to get the ball across the half line away, and it allows you to get a quicker shot. And then, you know, if you're up, it allows you to inbound the ball away from the other guy's basket. So I think it gives fans a little more of the excitement at the end of the game, where you always feel like a team's got a shot to make a last second play. And, you know, as a coach, it helps me save my timeouts. I use them sparingly, because, you know, at the end of the game, if you need them to advance the ball, you want to have them in your back pocket. So I think it's been great for our game.
Any idea what you're looking at, seed, and any hints at all of what you can expect?
You know, I think just like everyone this time of year, I spend a lot of time online looking at all these bracket projections, and, you know, it'll drive you nuts if you do it too much. But wherever we go, we're going to end up playing someone who's really, really good and who's, you know, got a lot of talent and probably be really well coached. And we're excited that we're in the tournament and we get a chance to play another game. And I'm really, really, really excited that this group gets a chance to kind of show the rest of the world how good we can be. And I think our best basketball is still ahead of us. I think we still have a lot of room to improve, and we're going to get back to work here tomorrow and have some practices here at the end of the week that are just focused on us. And hopefully we can get this thing even moving a little bit more of a into the tournament with some confidence and just a little bit of that mojo that we were missing there in that championship game.
Yep. Good stuff. Well, we'll learn a little bit more in the coming days. Thanks for doing this. Congratulations on the OVC title, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thank you.